You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Well, just another quiet week at the UC Health Training Center. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on Mason's Mailbag. And there's been so much talk, of course, about the Broncos' vacant head coaching position in the wake of Gary Kubiak's retirement, and there's a lot of places for that. But we're actually going to look at a couple of other areas this week in the mailbag because, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on with the team in addition to the ongoing head coaching search, which you can follow right here on DenverBroncos.com as the months go by, as the weeks go by, pardon me. Let's start with the first question here from Clay Steele. Says, with a new coach coming in, what, if anything, can be taken from beating the Raiders to end the season? Well, although it certainly felt good for the Broncos to win that game, I don't think there was a heck of a lot that you could take going forward because you're going to have a new coach and he's going to evaluate the personnel on the roster over the course of the entire season. I mean, I think if you're looking at players and how they did, you're viewing that game as one of 16. Now, for a guy who only played one game, say Kyle Pecco at nose tackle, it was a good chance for him to make an impression. I thought he made some nice plays, did a good job fighting through double teams. And the last couple weeks of the season, Justin Simmons, I thought, really flashed, looked good, showed a lot of range back there in that center field type role as the deep safety with a couple of interceptions. But good or bad, I don't think you can go too high or too low on how you view Week 17 over the Raiders. It's just one game, and certainly I don't think that, you know, a player that started the entire season, I don't think that he made his case or broke his case one way or another by what happened in that game. Next question, another big topic this week was the Hall of Fame. Ashley Roberts wants to know, why are Steve Atwater and Carl Mecklenburg not finalists for the Hall of Fame? Well, let's start with Carl Mecklenburg. I wrote an article about him a few weeks ago on DenverBroncos.com, and I think the biggest problem with Mecklenburg is that he's so difficult to quantify. He was, you know, a defensive end, outside linebacker, as a pass rusher at times. Played a lot of inside linebacker. That was really his base position for most of his career. Did very well there. There were games where he'd line up at nose tackle. In fact, you know, people talk about how he had a few games, especially toward the end of his career, where he'd literally line up at every spot among the front seven. And because of that, because he didn't really have one home on the field, I think that's made it difficult to really evaluate Carl Mecklenburg. It'll be interesting to see what happens to him when he gets to the seniors committee. That would start in 2020 when he's more than 25 years past his retirement. That may be a better avenue for him to get some traction for his Hall of Fame candidacy. Steve Atwater, finalist last year, not a finalist this year. I think he was done in, at least for this year, by the fact that Brian Dawkins, former Bronco for 3 years, spent most of his career in Philadelphia, but that he's now eligible. Because of that, you had Dawkins and John Lynch, of course, a four-time finalist. They're the finalists. I think that kind of pushed Atwater onto the back burner. I don't think it's fair. You're talking about an eight-time Pro Bowler, a multiple first-team All-Pro, great safety in the 1990s, and certainly, yeah, someone like Steve Atwater helped pave the way for John Lynch and Brian Dawkins and what they did around the turn of the century and into the 2000s. So, you know, I think Atwater, a little bit of an unfair vote there, not making it to the finalist list. So maybe he'll get some traction going forward, but you've also got Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu coming up in the next few years. So it may be very tough for Steve Atwater to break back into that finalist room unless there's a complete reassessment on how the Hall of Fame views safeties. And there should be, because no pure safety that has played a snap since 1981 is in the Hall of Fame. Maybe that changes this year. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag, or find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Till next week, take care, and thanks for watching.